Several deadly mortar shells hit a busy marketplace in the city of Musayib. Musayib is about 60 kilometers south of the capital, Baghdad, and is home to a majority Shiite population. More than 20 people were killed and several others injured. No individual or group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but it bears the hallmarks of similar strikes by the Al-Qaeda-linked the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIL.
The situation in Baghdad has become very dangerous because there are terrorists in the city, but the army is doing all it can to defeat them.
Car bombs, mortar shells, and killings have become ever more frequent across Iraq. The surge in violence, many believe, stems from Iraq's now restive Anbar province. Anbar has been the scene of fierce clashes between the ISIL militants and the Iraqi army. ISIL militants in late December attempted to take control of the city in a bid to establish what they say is an Islamic state that would compromise two provinces from Syria and two from Iraq.
We ask the government to keep helping us in fighting the terrorists. It's time to get rid of them.
The fighting is not only in Anbar, it is happening everywhere. Whenever the army makes gains in Anbar, the terrorists start attacking Baghdad and other areas.
The Iraqi army, however, has closed off the province and made sufficient gains, including taking back control of Abu Ali Jassim in northern Anbar. Iraqi government forces have also reclaimed the town of Sleiman Beik and the northern Salah ad-Din province.
The Iraqi army says it is helping the government to put all options on the table when it comes to defeating ISIL militants. The Iraqi Defense Ministry has also offered bounties up to $17,200 for anyone who kills an Al-Qaeda-linked militant or its affiliates. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.